The Tulsaquit Chief hasn't been open for more than 50 years, but like many old mines, it's leaking pollution. For decades, rusty acidic water has drained from an old tunnel into a nearby river.
I was there. I took pictures of it, and you can see it.
British Columbia Minister of Mines Bill Bennett saw the Tulsaquit Chief during his August visit to Southeast Alaska. It's on the Tulsaquit River, a tributary of the Taku River. That salmon-rich waterway empties into an ocean inlet about 25 miles northeast of Juneau.
It's something that BC is responsible for, and I think that if you're in Southeast Alaska, there's no question in my mind that, you know, if I was from here, I would be asking all kinds of questions about the Tulsaquit Chief mine situation as well.
Bennett promised to do something about it, but didn't offer specifics. Toronto-based Chieftain Metals, which owns and plans to develop the mine, did not respond to an interview request, but the company's been in touch with the mine's ministry. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott accompanied Bennett during much of his Alaska tour.
While he was here, he informed me that he had contacted the CEO of the company and had talked to him about continuing discharge and the need for water treatment or some mitigation.
Mallott says he hasn't yet heard any details and will follow up. British Columbia's Mines Ministry offered no further information. While Bennett promised to do something about the mine drainage, he downplayed its threat to the environment.
You've got a tremendous amount of data that shows that there isn't any impact on water from what's happening at Tulsaquit Chief. There isn't any impact on the Tulsaquit River, and certainly no impact that has been noted in all the testing that's done in the Taku River.
To say that this is not harmful, you cannot say that.
Chris Zimmer is Alaska Campaign Director for Rivers Without Borders, which is highly critical of cross-border mine development. He says the studies Bennett cites were not at all comprehensive.
It didn't look at juvenile salmon. It didn't look at the sediment. It didn't answer the question, where is the material that's coming out of the mine ending up?
That rusty acidic outflow is caused when water runs past tunnel walls and floors and waste rock left over from mining. The Tulsaquit Chief has no tailings dam. Chieftain Metals addressed the problem in a promotional video it posted on YouTube in May of 2013. The speaker is Chief Operating Officer Keith Boyle.
We're building a water treatment plant that will treat that acidic water and turn it into very clean water that'll be released into the river.
The plant went into operation, but only for a while. Chieftain said it cost too much to operate without revenue from full-scale mining, but the company doesn't have all the permits and investments needed to do that.
So relying on the mining company to operate the mine and then clean it up seems like a non-starter.
Chris Zimmer of Rivers Without Borders says the province could step in and fill the mine tunnels generating most of the polluted water.
So the question comes down to either are you going to run that plant forever at $4 million a year, or are you going to spend a lot of money right now and go shut down and reclaim the site?
Reclamation is not a step British Columbia is likely to take. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.